Dredd and Wigelski in the studio. Time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. As it's Thursday, we welcome in once again Lucretia Renteria, Executive Director of Mendocino Coast Clinics. Good morning, Lucretia.
Good morning.
Now, we got a lot to get to today. Going to talk about the flu vaccines, also COVID vaccine boosters versus the third dose, a reminder about the difference between those two things, and also discussing vaccinations for youngsters for 5 to 11-year-olds.
Yeah, lots of information today. It's important to remember to get your flu shot. I know we were overrun with people yesterday. We actually had a public health event here that we held for public health and drive-through flu vaccine and ran out in like an hour. So we're going to get some more. We'll announce another date for getting more, but you can get them at your pharmacies and check with your healthcare provider. But we will be looking for more from public health to be able to have another public event and drive through real quick and get your flu shot. Third dose vaccines. I've seen a lot of questions about this and been trying to answer them on some of our social media, but wanted to make sure that people hear, if you get a third dose, it's because you have certain immunocompromised situations in your life. You've had a organ transplant, or maybe you've gone through chemotherapy. There are very specific conditions that require a third dose of either the Pfizer or the Moderna. And if you need to get a third dose, after that third dose is when you're fully immunized. A booster is not the same thing. The booster comes for Pfizer 6 months after you are fully immunized. So if you have one of those conditions and you've gotten your third dose, you wait 6 months after that and you get your booster. Or for most of us, we'll have two doses and then at least 6 months later, we'll get our booster. That has been approved for Pfizer already. We're expecting probably today to hear from the CDC, but probably by the end of the week, about the Moderna booster. It has been approved by the FDA, and now it goes on to the CDC. And then California Department of Public Health will adopt its findings, which will probably be right in accordance with what the CDC puts out. Of boosters for Moderna for specific populations. It may not be everyone. It's looking like it's not going to be everyone, but a lot of us are covered because of employment reasons. Contact with the public is one of the reasons for getting a booster. But you have to remember that the Moderna booster is half the dose that the original series is. So, you know, you don't want to get a third dose if you're really looking for a booster, because the booster is just half the doses. And then J&J, also the Johnson & Johnson, we're expecting to hear in the next few days what the recommendation is. It's looking like what's going to come down is that all people who had the Johnson & Johnson get a second Johnson & Johnson. What's also being reviewed right now is whether or not you can mix. So if you got, for the mRNAs, if you got the Pfizer, can you get the booster of the Moderna? And if you got the Moderna, can you get the Pfizer booster? So that's also being reviewed right now. We should have some answers and guidance from the CDC in the next week or so. Really important to remember, pay attention to what's being announced. Once we know that it's approved, we'll definitely put it out there and start advertising those booster clinics for Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. Also, early next week, the 5 to 11-year-old recommendation should be coming out from Pfizer as far as vaccines for children. So we've been trying to assess how many kids would be needing vaccines right now. We're looking at the easiest way to do that. Is it at the school site? Is it through a drive-through clinic? What type of visit are parents wanting for their children? So we're working with the schools right now to try to figure all of that out. And we do expect that by the end of the month, we should have a recommendation on that. But then we have to get the vials and get the supply of vaccine. So we won't be vaccinating kids until November sometime, because the dose is different than the adult dose. And so there will be a different supply of vaccine for that.
Quite a list.
Yes, it's just getting more and more complicated. So please check in with your healthcare provider or a pharmacy if you have questions about what you need to do to protect yourself from COVID.
All right. Lucretia, thanks very much for being with us on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Wigelski here from the coast.